involved at SpecialOlympics.org.
Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Ah, thank you, Dan Michaels. Welcome back, everyone. It's hour two, Toker Talk Radio. The phone lines are open. 971-533-7111. Call in and be the voice of the marijuana nation. We're interested in what you got to say, what you think about what's happening. Big news out of Massachusetts. Bay State repeal did not make the ballot, will not make the ballot, did not collect enough signatures. And, you know, it's like, dang it. I have friends that were working with Bay State repeal, and I wore the Boston Strong, Wicked Strong shirt today. I got friends in Boston, friends in Massachusetts that work on the Bay State repeal, and as legalization initiatives go, it's one of the better ones out there. Oh, it would have been fantastic if you got this thing on the ballot and passed it. One of these type of initiatives that says, you know, personal possession's personal possession. We're not going to put a number on it. If you just possess it for yourself, it's personal. You're not selling it. It's personal. You can have a pound in your house. We don't care. It's personal. You could be growing 40 plants. As long as you're not selling them, it's personal. One of those kind of things, right? And, you know, far less oversight and regulation and all that kind of stuff. And it's the kind of thing that those of us who are deep in the marijuana movement and understand cannabis and its history and its real relative harms and so forth, something we can get behind. Is it something the majority of voters can get behind? Well, we don't get to find out because Bay State repeal did not make the ballot. And this is kind of a paradigm of what's going on in a lot of other states that are legalizing, where you have the grassroots group of dedicated reformers who write a much more liberal initiative. And then you've got Marijuana Policy Project with their campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol, or CRIMLA, with a much more conservative and, dare I say, industry-friendly, industry-controlled sort of legalization. Now, the question is moot now in Massachusetts, as MPP's CRIMLA is the only one that's turned in enough signatures. There's still a few more steps that have to go on in Massachusetts. It has to go to the legislature. The legislature can decide to put it on the ballot. We'll see. And if they don't, then MPP's got to go get another like 10,500 some odd signatures, and that forces it on the ballot. Maine is also where one of these situations was happening, but it worked out the opposite way. Legalize Maine, led by Paul McCarrier up there in the state of Maine, actually kicked ass and was able to get a lot of signatures, so much so that the Maine CRIMLA, the MPP group in Maine, folded their campaign and got behind the Legalize Maine campaign, which is very similar, but a little more liberal than what the MPP plan was. But both of their plans were pretty damn liberal, because we were talking about Maine. I mean, they're both, we're going to legalize 2.5 ounces of weed, I believe. So good stuff going on in Maine, and allow for pot lounges, explicitly allow for pot lounges, as does the Massachusetts Cremla. So in Massachusetts and Maine, it looks like the die is cast. It looks like if there's going to be legalization on the ballot in 2016, it's going to be legalized Maine. It's going to be Massachusetts Cremla. I will be analyzing these things over the next couple of weeks. And I'm going to put together the complete guide to all the legalizations that are on the ballot or likely to make the ballot. So you can kind of go through them on your own and see what the differences are. We got a similar situation that happened, that tried to happen in Nevada, but never got off the ground. Nevada's Cremla is already on the ballot, and there's no other group. So Nevada, Massachusetts, Maine, all MP, well, Nevada, Massachusetts are MPP Cremlas. Maine is the legalized Maine. In Arizona, similar situation. You've got Arizona's Cremla, MPP backed, versus Arizonans for Mindful Regulation. And in Arizona, we've got a guy named Jason Medar, who's a former dispensary owner from California, who was in the no on Prop 19 camp back in the day and fought against Prop 19, the first wave of stoners against legalization. He swears he'll fight against MPP's Cremla if his Arizonans for Mindful Regulation thing doesn't make the ballot, which, like Bay State repeal, probably won't make the ballot, because again, it's all volunteer grassroots stuff, and you just cannot get the signatures you need that way, unless, obviously, unless it's Maine. I mean, but Maine's a small state. Don't gotta get a lot of signatures in Maine. So not only does Arizona have a stoners against legalization that's happening, Jason Medar, but also, and sad to say it, in Massachusetts, Stephen Epstein, who got all the respect in the world for, but he has told the Boston Globe he'll put every effort of every fiber of his body, every effort he can make to defeat the MPP Cremla if it makes the ballot. So, yeah, sad to report the stoners against legalization theme is going to happen again. It's going to happen in Arizona. It's going to happen in Massachusetts. And there's definitely a wave of stoners against legalization that is going to resurface in the state of California. You know my theory. If it ain't worse than I-502, it's worth voting for. I-502 is our baseline now, people. If it's not worse than I-502, it's worth voting for. Keep the ball moving forward. We could go 5-for-5 in 2016. And when we get California, it's all over. We just have to sign the paperwork on the rest of the states. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Take your calls at 971-533-7111. We got George Zimmerman news. Ugh. Coming up next.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The son of a Polish immigrant who grew up in a Brooklyn tenement, he went to public schools, then college, where the work of his life began, fighting injustice and inequality, speaking truth to power. He moved to Vermont, won election and praise as one of America's best mayors. In Congress, he stood up for working families and for principle, opposing the Iraq War, supporting veterans. Now he's taking on Wall Street and a corrupt political system, funded by over a million contributions, tackling climate change to create clean energy jobs, fighting for living wages, equal pay, and tuition-free public colleges.
People are sick and tired of establishment politics, and they want real change.
Bernie Sanders, husband, father, grandfather, an honest leader, building a movement with you to give us a future to believe in.
I'm Bernie Sanders, and I approve this message.
The Russ Belville Show. We're as much like Cheech and Chong as ordinary Americans are like the Three Stooges.
Hey, Mo! Your connection to Quality Cannabis Insurance Services is spelled
K-A-E-R-C-H-E-R.
That's Karcher Insurance. We have worked with ventures like cannabis for over 60 years. We're proud to represent over 50 companies with tailor-made cannabis business plans for owners just like you to ensure your product, your plants, and your pursuits.
K-A-E-R-C-H-E-R
spells out their full-service insurance services, ranging from commercial to bonds to personal, from life to health, and more. Contact the team at KarcherInsurance.com and let our experience work for you. That's K-A-E-R-C-H-E-R-Insurance.com.
Contact Karen and the team at Karcher Insurance at 1-844-421-3560. That's 844-421-3560.
Welcome back, everyone. 12 after the hour here on CannabisRadio.com. Listening to hour two of the Russ Belville Show. We call this Toker Talk Radio because we got a live phone line. It's 971-533-7111. And the topics are open. We'll talk about marijuana or we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. We're pretty free and easy on this kind of thing. I do have some non-marijuana news for you. George Zimmerman is an even bigger douchebag than you thought he was. Of course, we all remember George Zimmerman from the Trayvon Martin murder in 2012. He shot to death Trayvon Martin, the African-American young man in a hoodie who had some Skittles in his hand. Well, on Thursday afternoon, just today, George Zimmerman tweeted nude photos of a woman he claimed cheated on him with, quote, a dirty Muslim. That's right. Twitter has suspended his account. He sent off two tweets, both with pictures, topless pictures of this woman, who from the angle would appear to be on top of him at the time, saying, this is blank. She cheated on me with a dirty Muslim. Phone number, puts her phone number in the tweet. She'll sleep with anyone. And then followed that up with, did I go too far? I won't even mention that she stole a gun and cash from me. Her line's busy. And then blurred out her address. Well, for George Zimmerman, this is likely a violation of Florida's new sexual cyber harassment law. It was signed earlier this year. It's one of 17 states that has regulations, legislation against the posting of nude images without the consent of the subject in a nationwide effort to curb revenge porn. So it's a misdemeanor to transmit nude images that include a subject's identifying information without their consent, punishable by up to a year in prison. So it's a sex crime, and Zimmerman will likely be charged with this if they can prove it. He's also been arrested. He was arrested in January for alleged domestic violence. He's been involved in several violent incidences since his acquittal of killing Trayvon Martin. So there we go. His account has been suspended. And, you know, is this going to be one of those situations where, you know, like OJ got away with the murder, but then they busted him for the robbery thing he did in the hotel, right? Do we just have to wait for George Zimmerman to screw up in some other way so that we can put him behind bars? My God. All right. Well, another story I wanted to talk a little bit about. Going back to the marijuana subject, we reported earlier this week about how Dan Riffle from Marijuana Policy Project has left the organization. He's quit. And part of what he quit over was citing how much the industry, both medical and now recreational, is taking over the advocacy. And in their fight to pass new laws and new initiatives, are writing them in such a way that benefits the industry and maybe doesn't benefit public health as well. Well, this has led to a conversation online that I've just happened upon in my Twitter feed between Dan Riffle and Mark Kleiman. Now, Mark Kleiman is the former pot czar for Washington State, right? He was the one brought in to consult and to advise on how to set up Washington State's marijuana legalization. So keep in mind here, we're talking about the architect of the worst legalization of the four states that have it. Right? The guy whose suggestions led to such glut in supply and such a dearth of outlets that at one point marijuana was selling at about $700 bucks an ounce in Washington State. Now, it's not there anymore. It's all worked out now. But keep in mind, this is the guy we're talking about. This is a guy who, Mark Kleiman is, I can't say that he's anti-pot. He's definitely not pro-prohibition. He's not for prohibition. Absolutely not. But he's one of these guys that thinks marijuana use in and of itself is a bad thing. And that we should do everything we can to curtail the use of it. So this conversation happened up upon Twitter here, where Mark Kleiman was basically asking Dan Riffle, now that he's out of Marijuana Policy Project, he can comment more honestly on what the industry's all about. Dan had responded with something like, look, I'm just glad that me and Mark Kleiman both agree that even a commercialized industry is better than prohibition. But Kleiman has a couple of points that he makes. And he says, cannabis generates many dependent users, about 4 million currently. Time to stop saying non-addictive. And also says, low drug prices, increased dependency, marketing makes it worse. Let's not commercialize. And the problem I have with that point of view of Mark Kleiman's is it subscribes to this idea that we need to keep marijuana priced artificially high in order to discourage use. And as a cannabis consumer, I don't want artificial impediments to the price of my marijuana. Now, you want to call me an addict, a dependent user? Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I don't think so because I'm functional and I manage to make a living and not harm others. So why are we artificially keeping a high price on my marijuana? All you will do with that is encourage more black market marijuana. Now, do some people get dependent? Of course. Some people have a problem with all sorts of things. But I don't believe it's our job to make it more difficult for people to be harmed by these things. To nerf everything. To nerf the whole world so that nobody ever gets hurt. The extent to which we protect others should be tempered by the extent to which we infringe on the rights of the majority. The minority gets dependent on cannabis, and the smaller minority of any other substance. So how much we protect them from what is the least harmful sort of addiction out there when it comes to substances should be a very strict line between how much it starts to infringe on those of us in the majority who just want to be able to enjoy a substance and not break the bank having to enjoy it. And as far as commercialization, we can discuss the commercialization angle. I'm not so sure I want the same level of commercialization for pot as I want for beer and pharmaceuticals either.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
And how much does marijuana really need to be marketed and advertised anyway, right? I need to know what kind of marijuana I'm buying, but like, I don't need an ad campaign to tell me I should buy Marley Natural or Willie's Reserve. Either one of those, I'm going to buy them based on the price, what's the THC, and how nice is the product. Happy 420.
Imagine life without taxes. Let New Era Certified Public Accountants, NewEraCPAs.com, handle your Cannabusiness 280E and tax strategy. Get your business prepared with New Era CPAs Cannabis Finance Bootcamp. NewEraCPAs.com, with years of experience in the industry, we are one of the nation's leading accounting firms for growers, dispensaries, and ancillary companies from Washington to California. NewEraCPAs.com.
Get the latest updates on The Russ Belville Show by following Radical Russ on Twitter and liking The Russ Belville Show on Facebook.
MJWellness.com, the largest medical marijuana community in the world. Connect with thousands of patients, doctors, industry leaders, and businesses through shared personal experiences along our worldwide network. Discover new therapies and benefits with content tailored to you. Come grow your network on MJWellness.com. You're not alone. Your wellness matters. Learn, live, and thrive. Check out MJWellness.com today.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Groovin' Thursday, featuring rap, hip-hop, soul, and funk music. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
Welcome back, everybody. And all this week, I have failed to mention, and I should have been mentioning this, that this is the last week that we will have Daily Toker Tunes in the second hour of the Russ Belville Show. Yes, I know. It's terrible. Yes, I know. I should have been mentioning this earlier. But yeah, as the show is moving to CannabisRadio.com, I have to take all the copyrighted music out of it. That's why you're being hearing different bumper music and different ad music and all sorts of different things going on here, because I've got to de-copyrightify the Russ Belville Show. And that means I can't do the Daily Toker Tunes because we're using copyrighted music. But never fear, 420 Radio will continue and will continue to get great music for all of you to listen to. 420 Radio app already exists as well. And joining us here with some Daily Toker Tunes, we've got Chuck Diesel on the line. How you doing, Chuck?
Oh, I'm doing great, Russ. It's been a fun ride providing all this music for you.
Yeah, man. And I hope, you know, Cannabis Radio or 420 Radio is going to continue, and we hope to have more and more music shows. So we'll see if we can't put something together for hip hop. That would be that'd be a good show to have, I'm sure.
There you go.
All right. So
yeah.
Oh, I was going to say you dropped a whole bunch of tunes into the folder here, so I'm not sure which one we're going with today.
Oh, today we're going to go with Faded, and I figured since it's the last hurrah, I'd roll in three artists into one. We've got Burner, Be Real, and Snoop.
Oh, that's perfect. All right. So that's what we'll get here in just a second. But again, I want to thank you so much, Chuck, for calling in all of these shows and getting us tunes uploaded. You've really helped us build the library here.
Yeah, man. I always... felt like my arguments and my, I guess you could say, my evangelizing and activism on the issue was completely built around talking points that I picked up from this show. So I was really happy that I could get involved. And if you don't mind, can I throw out some social media links if people want to keep track of me?
Of course, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can find me on Pure Joy Gardens on Instagram. You can follow along. We've got a small medical garden, and all of our shenanigans will be there.
Pure Joy Gardens on Instagram. I'll make sure I follow you on the Radical Russ account as well.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Russ. Thank you for everything you've done, and maybe we'll get you on 420 Radio in the future.
Awesome. Yeah, we look forward to hearing the future on Cannabis Network Radio. I've actually enjoyed some of the other podcasts on there too. I've been liking Burning Issues a lot.
Yeah, Dr. Mitch has got a great podcast out there on Cannabis Radio, so check them out. CannabisRadio.com. The source. And we're getting the RSS feeds and all that stuff worked out. I tweeted out earlier today the RSS feed that you can get through Spreaker.com, and you can use that for now. It's also iTunes compatible. All right, let's get to the tune. And again, Chuck Diesel, thanks for joining us here. Appreciate all the work you've put in over these past couple of years.
My pleasure, Russ. We'll talk to you later.
All right, this is Be Real, Burner, and Snoop with Faded.
Really stoned. $100,000 days, got your boy in the days. I'm a California king, OG, no haze. I'm looking at my rearview like Pac said. Cash another check, let them worry about that nonsense. My crew breathe strains that got the whole world like. Cookie more cookies, still get two per light. What your girl like? I'm in an S-class. Wax room look just like a meth lab. I done made 2 mil off of extract. Be real, let them know where the best at. Quarter mil for a field, is this real? Do they really get down what I yield from the hill? Got me straight for a couple, I ain't worried about a deal. Two dabs and I got 40 bags of seal. Ice for the bong, so my smoke is chill. Shit, I burned my first joint to Cypress Hill, for real.
I'm so faded.
once or twice, and I swear that I was not dreaming, cause I was not sleeping.
I'm so faded.
One strain, two strains, three strains, four. So many flavors burning, brought them through the door. Cookies for you, we ain't no rookies for you. We've been looking for your title and we took it from you. We moved pounds all around town, over underground. How we did it is none of your concern now. I can't concentrate, I hit some concentrates, and we about to get higher as we elevate. 1,000 booming watts, times 20 bitches cannon by the tens we got. Everything on lock, we're on some get money, money shit. Put it in the air, use a funky feel tip. So as we grind it up, green thumb wind it up. You want a new strength? Burn a gun to find a cut. You want to clone a two. You want to clone a few. Put them in buckets. When we're done, you want to zone a two.
I'm so faded. I'm so faded. So faded.
Cup of liquor with some swishes, I'm so sweet. This shit I'm blowing make Bo Peep move 4 feet. OG, sprinkle Keith Leaf on mine. This watermelon make you wanna eat the rind. East Divine, Sunset Boulevard. Roll it up, take a hit, but don't pull it too hard. I seen a lot of fools ball out, then try to join the Snoop Dogg smoke session, then fall out. I spent $1 million on Bud in 1992, and now I get it for free like I'm supposed to. Choose my vendor, open my window, put some Kush chocolate and hash in the blunt and I blend them. Rewind ya, remain and remember, cause I'm chopping and dropping trees and screaming out timber. Advocate, always push troll. One of the reasons my face is on Mount Kushmo. And you wanna know how I feel?
I'm so faded. Space before one time, and I swear that I was not dreaming. No, I was not dreaming.
I'm so faded.
I've been on spaceships once or twice, and I swear that I was not dreaming. Cause I was not sleeping.
I'm so faded.
Get Dot Buzz. Dot Buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. Dot Buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. Dot Buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. Dot Buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com, where we don't change our mind on decriminalization during an election year.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestea trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Get down, get back up again. That's funky, funky, funky. It reminds me that Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink is on later tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Get the latest funk delivered straight to your ear holes on Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink. It'll be a good time. Season 4, episode 27, Smooth Heart and Soul Music. Sweet Love coming at you next. All right, so this video that came out, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Pretty rough for our side, you know. We get these, we're trying our best to try to legalize marijuana in this country. You end up with these idiots, get on YouTube, get on Facebook, and just make our job harder. Talking, of course, about this video out of Chicago that I had mentioned earlier today in the news, seeming to show a toddler smoking weed, smoking a big old blunt, as a matter of fact. So I want to go to some audio here from Chicago's news station, Fox 32. Let's switch over to that channel and give a listen to how this sounds in the local news.
It shows what appears to be a toddler smoking pot. Now police are involved. Fox 32's Anita Padilla is live at police headquarters. Okay, Anita, what can you tell us about this video?
Well, I can tell you that fortunately there are people out there who saw this and thought it is not right. We got to find out who this kid is. They didn't want to be identified, though. They turned it over to community activists. He turned it over to police, and now they're looking for the victim and the person behind this. See what I mean? Very, very disturbing video posted on Facebook, now turned over to the Chicago Police Department. We blurred out the toddler's face, but you can see he's sitting, he's in a diaper. What you can't see is the expression on his face. It is clear he is affected by the narcotics. It appears that he's smoking a marijuana blunt. Now Area South Investigators Special Victims Unit are working to find out the identity of the man and help that child.
Well, it's their stupidity, but at the same time, I want to rush to find out who these individuals are, get them some help because they need to be incarcerated and counseling, but I want to mainly make sure we get emergency response to find out who this child is.
And Chicago police do say that if they catch the person who is doing this, and by the way, they think they have a pretty good idea who's behind this, they will charge him with child endangerment, likely, and then they'll get DCFS, the Department of Children and Family Services, involved to help that little boy. Reporting live right now from Area South Headquarters, Anita Padilla, Fox 32 News, back to you.
Yeah, so a sad story there, and that cannot do us any favors in our attempt to get marijuana legalized throughout this country. Those of you who are students of history might recall Brother Love. Anybody remember Brother Love? Way back in the 70s, as 11 states were decriminalizing marijuana and the polls were rising quickly for marijuana legalization, there was a 60 Minutes piece that featured Brother Love, who was in this kind of Rasta-colored, you know, church robe outfit. Guy was huge. He was like 6'6". And he preached this gospel, and I don't remember if it was Coptic Christian or Rastafarian or what it was, but basically, you know, one of the ganja is sacrament type religions. And the 60 Minutes piece showed how they believed that sacrament extended all the way down to children, and featured video of these little 7 and 8 year old kids with these big old cones puffing tough on national television. And it was one of the images that incited a moral panic that led to a pendulum swing against marijuana legalization, a cultural backlash to that libertine
what the, a lot of people considered abuse of children. And I always, I've been the one who's been sounding this since 2008, saying, folks, don't get too carried away now. Don't get too resting on our laurels here. Don't get too complacent and take for granted that legalization is inevitable. You cannot believe the power of a moral panic and how it could roll back a lot of the gains that we make. Now, for what it's worth, I'm more afraid for the little kid because it was a blunt and it's got tobacco in it. If anything is causing the kid to feel a little woozy or sick, it's the tobacco in the blunt. Hell, I don't like blunts for that reason. I don't smoke blunts for that reason. I don't like the tobacco in them. I don't know what we do to stop this other than to, you know, if you've got friends, if you know people that do these kind of stupid things, tell them to keep off social media. Don't post that kind of stuff to Facebook. Don't do it in the first place would be nice. Shouldn't be giving your kid weed in the first place. But for God's sake, at least don't put it on the internet and make the world so much more difficult for the rest of us to have to legalize it. Also, we've got some news on a trial or a hearing for Adam Eidinger. He's one of the activists in Washington, D.C., who's fought so long for legalization. And there's a hung jury on a trial where he was carried out of a hearing at the Rayburn Office Building. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee was meeting to overturn a Washington, D.C. law that bans employers from discriminating based on reproductive health decisions. Adam Eidinger was part of this group and was not participating in the protest, but refused to leave and was removed by three officers and charged with unlawful entry. His trial in the D.C. Superior Court last week ended with a hung jury. And so he was arrested here for being a part of protests that he wasn't even a part of. But I'm sure they know who he was from all of his work with the marijuana. So funny how that kind of works out. And also, just a quick note about the story we talked about earlier today on the news in Pennsylvania. You know, they're trying to get medical marijuana passed in Pennsylvania. They got this Senate Bill 3. And as far as recent medical marijuana bills goes, it's not so bad. It's got a decent condition list: cancer, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, spasticity, epilepsy, seizures, glaucoma, chronic pain, inflammatory bowel disease, and Crohn's disease. Having chronic pain in there is kind of a surprise. A lot of these recent ones don't go there, or they make it much stricter. But now this state representative Marsico is trying to limit how much THC would be in a dose of marijuana, a dose of medical marijuana. And he wants to limit THC to 10%. And it's just, it's funny to me in a tragic sense how these lawmakers come at legalizing marijuana. Because somewhere in there, they've got a reason in their head for doing what they've got, what they're doing, right? So you got to wonder, what is it that's making you want to limit THC to 10%? Well, if it's more than that, then what? People will get too high? People will become addicted. They'll have terrible side effects and adverse reactions. It's like these lawmakers come in trying to solve problems that don't exist. And especially when we're talking about a medical marijuana law, right? Well, we've got this medicine that can really help you, but we need to limit it to a smaller dosage. Now, there's reasons you do that with other medications. You might limit oxycodone to a 10 milligram or a 20 milligram or whatever their limit is on that pill, because if you got a hold of one of those pills and it had too much active ingredient in it and you didn't have a tolerance for it, it would kill you. There is no such reasoning behind limiting THC in medical marijuana. If you end up eating a marijuana cookie that has 10 milligrams of THC in it, or you eat a cookie that has 100 milligrams of THC in it, neither one of them will kill you. Neither one of them are going to lead to greater addiction risks. Neither one of them are going to lead to the kind of adverse side effects that you'd get from an overdose of opiates. Now, that 100 milligram cookie for someone without a tolerance indeed might lead to some adverse effects. Vertigo, vomiting, intense urge to nap, paranoid reactions, anxiety, the kind of things that can happen. And I'm not one who says that THC is harmless and all use is medical. That you can overdo it. I've overdone it. So yes, you can have an adverse reaction. But the rationale for wanting to limit the THC quantity to 10%, all you do with this is force the patient who has the tolerance, who has the much greater need, to have to consume more. And if what they're consuming is smoked, then you're causing them to have to ingest more smoke. If what they're consuming is edible, you're causing them to have to ingest more calories. There's no reasonable conclusion I can draw other than this guy just thinks of THC as some sort of poison, and we got to be careful that people don't get too much of it. All sorts of these limits that get set within these laws, you know, the idea of not having a public pot lounge like we've got going on here in the Pacific Northwest. Why? We've had some of these public pot lounges for a while. You know, the world famous Cannabis Cafe has been here for a while, and it operated with winks and nods and nudges and medical marijuana loopholes, but it's existed for a long time. Have there ever been any police calls to these cannabis cafes in any of these states that can even compare in their entire existence to 1 week's worth of police calls to a single bar? They're trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist. Why are we instituting bans on cannabis clubs and indoor pot consumption among groups? It can't be because of any harm they've demonstrated. It can't be because they're more harmful than bars that don't have mandatory breathalyzer valet parking. It can only be the enforcement of bigotry. It can only be maintaining a second-class citizenship, a disdain, an official mark of disapproval against those of us who choose one legal substance over the other. And you can't even make the argument that it's illegal anymore. You're just discriminating against one legal substance over the other, and there's nothing to call that but bigotry and injustice. And it's time that we start making some noise about this, that perhaps we start having some smoke-ins about this. Can you imagine a whole crowd of stoners all smoking pot with big signs that say, "If I had a pot lounge, I'd be in it right now"? Let's set a few of them in the middle of the holiday shopping at the Pioneer Courthouse Square. Let's see how that plays on the local media. I'm gonna take a break. We'll be right back. Final segment right after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide.
You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read the Weed Blog today.
It's time for Cannabis Facts About Alzheimer's from Robert Platschorn's thesilvertour.org. This message is supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com. A new Florida study in the journal Molecular and Cellular Neuroscience found that cannabis promotes the growth of healthy new brain tissue. It can slow the effects of Alzheimer's and may, in fact, be able to halt it entirely. A long-term study by Ohio State University's Professor Gary Wenk concludes that people who regularly use marijuana get Alzheimer's at a much lower rate than others. This was Cannabis Facts from thesilvertour.org, an educational nonprofit supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Dr. Dabber, hurry! Its temperature is shooting past 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's burning up.
I'm afraid for this little guy, it's just too late.
What caused the problem?
Only Dr. Dabber can maintain the perfect temperature for a smooth-tasting, slower burn. This standard vaporizer lost all of its health benefits, sending it up in smoke.
So you're telling me that most vapor pens burn so hot they produce smoke, not vapor?
Correct! Keep away from those standard vaporizer pens and turn to Dr. Dabber. Doctor's orders.
Less heat, more flavor.
All right, welcome back, everyone. 49 after the hour, our final segment, kind of the lightning round here on the Russ Belville Show. We wind up with some of the other stories that have been percolating throughout the last half of the afternoon out here on the West Coast and back in the East Coast as it becomes evening time. So we're going to head out to the East Coast, Connecticut, Connecticut Post with a story. The Connecticut cops told to prepare for legal recreational marijuana. And as a police chief from Avon, Colorado, telling folks gathered at the at a Connecticut, what was this? Webster Arena. That's where it was. At Webster Arena, they had a traffic safety summit. Told the gathered law enforcement officers of Connecticut that it's mind-boggling, it's crazy how fast medical marijuana has spread throughout Colorado, and makes the point that many people make foolishly and fallaciously. And I'll just read the line for you. Full legalization was voted as a Colorado constitutional amendment in 2013, and now there are 505 medical dispensaries and 322 retail stores selling recreational cannabis, outnumbering the 405 Starbucks stores and 227 McDonald's, according to the police chief. Oh, I get so tired of that apples and oranges comparison. So what you're telling me is there's 827 locations where a person can buy cannabis compared to 632 locations that sell one specific brand of coffee and one specific brand of hamburgers. So tell me, how many places can I buy a cup of coffee in Colorado? And how many places can I buy a hamburger in Colorado? And how does that compare to retail cannabis outlets? They keep comparing every location that sells one particular commodity to only one particular branded location to buy a very generic commodity. It's just typical of the kind of skewed statistical viewpoint you get out of the media, out of the opponents of marijuana legalization. Apples to oranges comparisons. The old more dispensaries than Starbucks line. But the good news, the silver lining out of this story is that the Colorado cop is telling the Connecticut cop, look, you basically have to face it. Legalized marijuana is coming to your state. Bridgeport, Connecticut Police Chief Joseph Godet says he has a feeling the state is headed toward full recreational use of marijuana for adults. Good news coming out of Connecticut. Then we have a story out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Man hurt and dog killed in a marijuana grow explosion. One man was seriously hurt and his dog was killed in a propane explosion inside a medical marijuana grow operation. Yeah. Now, was this propane used for heating or propane used for propane hash oil? Yeah, that's probably what's going on here. Looking through the story, it doesn't say anything about... it says heater malfunction. Could be just a heater malfunction. Who knows? Maybe heater explosion is the cover being used here for making propane hash oil. We'll keep you posted on this if we get more information. And then from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the state of Georgia has this low THC oil registration. They got that one of those CBD only laws, although theirs is not so bad as far as, you know, the THC in the CBD oil can be as high as 5%. That's as high as any of these states allow. There still has to be more CBD in it. So if you got 5% THC, it's got to be at least 5% CBD or greater. But they got this registration system. They got 300 people, 300 families that are registered for this high CBD oil that is for their kid, usually, you know, epileptic kids, right? But Governor Nathan Deal, on his way back now from a fact-finding tour to Colorado, says he's not interested in expanding the program. And that includes not adding any licensed cultivation of cannabis in the state of Georgia to produce this high CBD, low THC cannabis oil that 300 people are registered to use. According to Deal, quote, commercially, I am told that's not big enough demand base to be able to sustain a growing operation, end quote. Well, what a self-fulfilling prophecy that is. Let us craft a medical marijuana law that's so incredibly restrictive that I could be wrong on this, but I think Georgia's is one of these where the kid who's got epilepsy has to have tried like all these other medications and tried all these other surgeries first, and then they can get on the CBD oil if they can get a doctor or two to approve it. So yeah, let's make the hurdle so high and the hoop so flaming that only 300 families can get through them. And then let's blame there being only 300 families. Well, that's not enough demand for us to have a production facility here. But it is enough for 300 families to have to risk being interstate drug traffickers by making their way to Colorado and bringing back some cannabis oil, or going to Michigan and bringing back some cannabis oil, or whatever medical state they go to, or legal state they go to, where they can find this CBD oil. And then they got to find a way to sneak it through the airport. Hope to God they don't get caught. Or worse, have to drive cross country, drive across states where it's not legal. Although I got to tell you, there is good news in that with Oklahoma passing a CBD only law, it is now possible to drive from Colorado to Georgia and be in a CBD-only state the whole entire time. Now, they don't recognize your card, so they can still bust you, but it's something. It's just crazy, the CBD laws, and shows you how terrifying the prohibition on marijuana has been. And how entrenched it is in some people's thinking of how evil and dangerous marijuana must be, that this guy can't even countenance the idea of growing Charlotte's Web in the state to produce non-psychoactive oil for children who are risking death. How insane is that? That you can't even get your mind around that, around helping kids and forcing their parents to have to, well, a lot of them just move. The ones that can, the ones with resources, the ones that can get job transfers, they just move. I got to say, if I had a kid with epilepsy and the only hope was cannabis oil to keep that kid alive, I'd go homeless and me and the kid would live in a car in order to treat that kid with cannabis oil in Colorado. I can't imagine the grief that some of these families have to go through to leave their friends and family and jobs behind in Georgia or North Carolina or any of these states, to have to make their way someplace where they can actually make use, actually access the cannabis oil. And how frustrating for the families and the loved ones of people that could use other forms of cannabis, knowing they're medically effective, but are prisoners of geography, prisoners of zip code, still subject to handcuffs and cages and fines for just trying to relieve pain or end spasticity or gain an appetite. And how much do these CBD only laws, are they a baby step toward getting medical marijuana for those people? Or are they a stopgap measure, a shield, a fig leaf for the politicians to help them avoid moving forward on medical marijuana? Well, some folks have the attitude that the CBD only laws are better than nothing. It's good to see the South admit any benefit from marijuana. I guess that's the glass half full way to look at it. Hey folks, that sound means it's time for us to wrap things up. We are done with the show. Thanks for joining us live on CannabisRadio.com and listening to our replays. We really appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and interviews you can use for the cannabis community. We got two interviews coming up tomorrow. We got Doug Ross, the filmmaker behind A Normal Life, talking about getting a dispensary license in Maryland. We'll follow that up with Joshua Sheets, the author of Homegrown Marijuana. For everyone here at CannabisRadio.com and Rolla J Studios, I'm Radical Russ. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you